I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Ripple effects are causing great damage in Uzbekistan as religious oppression continues. Pastor Pavel Neno, sponsored by the Slavic Gospel Association, was recently detained and his Center for Homeless Children shut down. SGA's Joel Griffiths says urgent prayer is needed.
We really need people just to pray that the Lord would intervene in the situation and that Pavel would be released and this case actually would just be, thrown out.
Griffiths says religious oppression isn't unique to the country.
This seems to be something that's just spreading across those former Soviet republics in Asia that are largely Muslim in makeup.
Next, no matter how unruly their behavior, most students in the Czech Republic will never be expelled. Schools keep numbers up to maximize government funding, creating hostility in students and teachers alike. IN Network youth workers set an example by giving lectures on important issues from a Christian perspective to 14 to 18-year-olds. The workers have a positive influence who work to share the gospel with students. Pray for those opportunities. And Fred Palmerton with Christian Resources International says while God's word is abundant in America, it's scarce in developing nations. One pastor in Africa wrote to CRI explaining his desperate need for more of God's word.
He has the only Bible among the 35, and he was asking if someone out there could help send one more Bible so he could share the other Bible with the whole village.
CRI has created a way for you to make a difference.
We developed Bear Your Bookshelf for the average American Christian to help meet that need.
Visit our website to find out how you can bear your bookshelf. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.